Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host and the voice of Full Press Hockey, Jim Berenger. What a wild weekend in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We also have news off the ice that's trending. Let's start with the news off the ice first before we get to the Stanley Cup playoffs and one team being on the brink of elimination. The Connor Bedard sweepstakes, well, that went to the Chicago Blackhawks. And you can cue the conspiracy theories and you can cue all the stuff about how the Blackhawks don't deserve it, especially what happened in 2010 and all that stuff. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. They get Bedard, and they move up in the draft. And it stinks for the Anaheim Ducks, but, you know, Bedard would have been great with that group of Trevor Zegras and Troy Terry and all that core, but instead he's going to an original six franchise, won 3 Stanley Cups in 5 years and 10 and in 13 and in 15. But how ironic is it that Kane and Taves are out, you bring Bedard in. And just imagine if DeBrincat was still there and Doc, and that would have been a nice core. Maybe they get DeBrincat back. Maybe Kane comes back. Who knows? Maybe Taves comes back. Maybe they change their mind now and want to be a part of all this stuff because Connor Bedard's there. But again, it's will be Chicago drafting number one in 2023, followed by Anaheim, followed by the Columbus Blue Jackets. And the guys after Bedard, Fantilli, Carlson, it's going to be a great draft, and it's a deep draft. So, look, again, say what you will, but it's a celebratory night in Chicago. An original six franchise gets the number one pick. It's a franchise player, generational talent. You know what he can do. Speaking of an original six franchise, well, the New York Rangers are changing head coaches. Gerard Gallant is out. Him and the team mutually agreed to part ways. We know what that means. 2 years there, 2 years in Vegas, 2 years in Florida. Get your team deep, but maybe can't be the guy that takes you over the edge. I'm not sure. I think some of it was coaching. Some of it was top players not showing up. Some of it was players wanting more ice time. It's a combination. It also falls on the general manager for bringing in guys that maybe didn't fit what they were doing in New York. Remember last year, they bring in Andrew Kopp, Vetrano. Those were the pieces that they needed to make a deep run. Here, you bring in the flashy guys like Tarasenko and Patrick Kane. Doesn't work out. And not to mention, they catered a lot to Patrick Kane, and he wasn't the same guy. He hasn't been the same player for years. Just remember, look, even though he's still putting up 90 points, look who he's playing with. He can't skate his defensive liability. But it doesn't matter. The exit interviews, like it was for Daryl Sutter in Calgary, was his undoing. And Capo Caco said it. He wanted more ice time. He wanted more power play time. We have to see what these kids can do and the adjustments that they made. And there were expectations, like there always are expectations in New York with any team. You got to make the playoffs and you got to go deep in the playoffs and you got to win a championship. And guess what? They didn't. And you're up 2-0 again. Last year, you were up 2-0 on Tampa, couldn't close a deal. Now you're up 2-0 on New Jersey, couldn't close a deal. So maybe he isn't the guy, but he's a good coach, and he did a good job there. Back-to-back 100-point seasons. But it's not all on coaching and all adjustments. They're not going to look for Joel Quenneville or Daryl Sutter. And Peter Laviolette's name is out there, but I don't think he's a fit there. If Mike Sullivan somehow becomes available, that's a great fit. Do they go Andrew Burnett? Where do they go? So the coaching search begins for the original six franchise. That is the New York Rangers. Stanley Cup playoff talk. The Toronto Maple Leafs, another original six franchise, advanced to the first round, out of the first round for the first time in 19 years, is out on the brink of elimination. Could be swept in 4 games by the Florida Panthers. Florida takes a 3-0 series lead. We're the top stars. Top stars not showing up for this Toronto team. We thought they were different. Guess they weren't. Maybe they were just satisfied. And then if they lose Kyle Dubas, where's he going? Could he stay? Could he go? They have questions, long-term questions too. Does Matthews resign? But their top guys, Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares, where they've been, MIA. Now give credit to Florida where they're playing, but Toronto's not getting greasy enough like they did against Tampa. They had a reason. You know, they need to get out of the first round. There's no reason right now. They didn't want to hear it. But it's the same script. We thought they had flipped the script. But it's the same script. When the tough times come, tough player, those players, MIA. no fault of their own, but some of it is. Matthews had chances, but Sergei Bobrovsky there, $10 million man, shuts the door for Florida. And how ironic would it be if Florida sweeps Toronto out of the playoffs after being swept last year in the same round by Tampa? Just saying. But Florida's working hard, grinding hard, but nobody touched Sam Reinhart on that overtime goal. Nobody. Not to mention in game two, you have a lead, make stupid plays at the blue line. That can't happen. Need a save. Joe Sovall played well enough to win game three. Ilya Samsonov, before he got hurt, played it well enough to win the other two games. Now, what do they do? Where do they go? All the talent they add is great. But, again, doesn't mean anything if your top stars don't perform, and your top stars need to help you win playoff series. Devils' top stars got it done against Carolina in game three. They're going to need that trend to continue. You know, Jack Hughes had a big game. Nico Hischier, Timo Meier, not to mention Luke Hughes is finally in the lineup. That Devils transition of the game looks a lot better now with him in the lineup. The voice of Full Press Hockey knows. See which way they go with goaltending. Is it Schmid? Is it Vanacek? Those type of big games like that kind of tend to hurt a goalie's confidence. We'll see what direction they go in. Carolina is going to be better. I guess the Devils like to come get out of 2-0 holes. I don't know. Seattle just continues to roll, playing four lines deep. Just seven different goal scorers game three, five different goal scorers game one, 15 different goal scorers in round one. It's the same MO all the time for this Kraken team. Dave Hakstol, got to give him credit. New look offense, new players. Yeah, McCann's missing. Yeah, Borkowski's missing. But Matty Beniers, Jaden Schwartz making this team go. Adam Larson on the back end, getting a save from Philip Grubauer as they're up 2-1 on Dallas. And then, of course, there's Vegas and Edmonton. Got to stay out of the penalty box. I mean, Edmonton is just lethal on a power play. Leon Draisaitl leading the way. 13 goals in the playoffs, points-wise as well. Connor McDavid's getting his fair share, but that Edmonton power play is so, so lethal. Got to stay out of the box. But the Vegas Golden Knights are taking it to the Edmonton Oilers in Game 3. They're playing a great road game. And they're getting a lot of goal scoring. And we've said this, like Toronto, playoff time, the stars go away. Well, playoff time for Edmonton, goaltending and defense. And that's been the problem for the Oilers lately. And that's the reason why they may not go far, is defense and goaltending. So we're going to see what happens. Still a lot of hockey left to be played. Probably more news and notes to come. But this has been Jim Berenger with Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. Enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs, everybody.